Welcome to this Lenten podcast focusing on the story of Jesus as told to us by Mark. May we see ourselves in Jesus' story, and may we find inspiration from the Word of God.
Welcome to the podcast, First Lutheran Church. My name is Chad Habeck. I am a member at First Lutheran here, been a member for 15 years, currently serving as chair on the Board of Finance. I will be reading from Mark chapter 11, 1 through 14, Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem. When they were approaching Jerusalem at Bethpage and Bethany, near the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples and said to them, "Go into the village ahead of you, and immediately as you enter it, you will find tied there a colt that has never been ridden. Untie it and bring it. If anyone says to you, 'Why are you doing this?' just say this, 'The Lord needs it and will send it back here immediately.' They went away and found a colt tied near a door outside in the street. As they were untying it, some of the bystanders said to them, 'What are you doing untying the colt?' They told them what Jesus had said, and they allowed them to take it. Then they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their cloaks on it, and he sat on it. Many people spread their cloaks on the road, and others spread leafy branches that they had cut in the fields. Then those who went ahead and those who followed were shouting, 'Hosanna! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord! Blessed is the coming kingdom of our ancestor David! Hosanna in the highest heaven!' Then he entered Jerusalem and went into the temple. And when he had looked around at everything, as it was already late, he went out to Bethany with the 12. On the following day, when they came from Bethany, he was hungry. Seeing in the distance a fig tree in leaf, he went to see whether perhaps he would find anything on it. When he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for it was not the season for figs. He said to it, 'May no one ever eat fruit from you again.' And his disciples heard it." Here ends the reading. So one thing that I had never noticed before, that Jesus had identified this fig tree that had nothing on it and decided to leave it alone. I find that peculiar. Like, why would we not want to eat from that tree again? What was it about that tree that Jesus wanted it to be spared? Let us pray. In Jesus' name, we don't always understand why things are the way they are. And when we're confused or lost, we can look to you for guidance and strength and know that you will be there with us, leading us to holy heaven. In your name we pray. Amen.